It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, Dental, and Life.
Sunday, it's the 41st annual Umpqua Rivers Cleanup, and Bob Honey of Umpqua Watersheds. And good morning.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us, Kyle.
Yeah, so a long time this has been going on. The rivers in the Umpqua Valley, for people that come visit, for people that sometimes contemplate moving here, our river system is really a big draw, and your groups have been working really hard to keep things clean. Talk about this event Sunday.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. It's the whole Umpqua River system, watersheds, is in Douglas County, so we can be responsible for here for its health and well-being. Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time, and this year, October 12th on Sunday, which is a little bit later than usual because we like to get the cleanup and the trash away from the banks of the river before the rains come. But here comes the rains, but I don't think it's going to rain that hard here until Sunday, because Sunday's coming up pretty quick. So we hope to get most of the trash. That's the goal, to get the trash away from the river for the wildlife, for the natural beauty, and take some pride in our community.
And I understand that our March flood event kind of compounded the issue.
Yeah, it did. Anybody that spends time out on the river, especially if you're in a boat, you can see there's some trash that's like almost 15 to 20 feet up in the trees. And we're hoping to get some extended hooks at the end of fir poles and drag some of that out here before the season's over.
Wow. So how do people participate? Because obviously you're not just going to one location. You're wanting people to go all over the place.
Yeah, we do it from the headwaters all the way out to the sea and get as many people involved as we can, you know, whether it's church groups or different organizations and so forth. There are coordinators up Little River. If Jeff Niles, and you can call him at 541-496-3886. I do the South Umpqua at 679-7077. Rick Kurowski does the North Umpqua, 541-530-6883. And Alan Bunce does the Maine at 541-580-4208. And those coordinators, they know where the trash is because they live in those areas, and they can help facilitate where the trash is at boat ramps and swimming holes and stuff like that.
So what do people need to take as far as supplies to do this effectively?
Well, you want to wear some good boots, gloves, and then safety first. If there's trash down the bank near the river, don't take a chance on slipping or getting hurt in a rock. So safety first. And just take a good attitude down to the river. Any reason to go down to the river is a good one. Too bad it's to pick up trash, but when you turn around and look at it and see how beautiful the river is without the trash and the diapers and all the soda cans down there, it's a good feeling to take care of our river here. They give to us 24 hours a day.
Well, and you've got not only Umpqua Watersheds, but Native Fish Society and Thrive Umpqua part of this as well.
Yeah, we want to thank those folks because they have lots of volunteers and Solve, of course, have been involved with it forever and so forth. And yeah, it's a community event. If there's any other organizations or businesses that want to get involved with it in the future, we invite anybody and everybody to help out with this. Unfortunately, as one of the coordinators, not all the trash gets picked up every year. There's usually some left behind that we don't get to. And there is a group of us that kind of go out and try to pick up trash during the off season also to try to keep the river clean.
Wow. And of course, one of the things about this sort of on the other end is encouraging people that are out, maybe especially during the spring, summer, early fall, to not leave trash.
Yes, thank you. That would be the best situation, just not to leave trash and be conscious of the river and how much it does for us. You know, we irrigate for our cattle, for our food. The water cools the blades on the mills and so forth. It's a huge part of the economy, recreation. And something that's not always talked about is like people go down to the river for a peace of mind, to kind of reset your soul down at the river. It has a way of doing that.
Yeah, no, and definitely, you know, if you've got anything headed towards or including, you know, PTSD and things like that, just the peace and the calm can make a big difference.
Yeah, amen.
Wow. And yeah, I'm kind of old school. I just think about who would leave, who would be out there. Maybe you got a barbecue, you're doing something, doing whatever. Who would leave their trash there? Like, who do you think is going to pick it up? That's why you pick it up yourself. There's not, a fleet of trash cans out there.
Yeah, well, it's a testimony that the Umpqua River Appreciation Day Festival has been going on for nearly 40 years, and this is 41 years. It's a testament to the people in the community that live here that are willing to come out every year and take care of this river. People love the river, whether you're a fisherman, recreation, there's a long list, and it's a we're really lucky to have such a beautiful, the South Umpqua and the North Umpqua both, and then the main out to Winchester Bay.
All right, on Sunday, 41st Annual Umpqua Rivers Cleanup with Umpqua Watersheds, Thrive Umpqua, Native Fish Society. And if people want to find out more or get those phone numbers, they can go to the Watersheds website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, go to the Watersheds website. Mm-hmm.
And that'll have the information they need. Yeah. And that's umpquawatersheds.org.
They can get bags at the Watersheds office downtown on Main Street. And that number is 541-672-7065.
All right. Good work on Sunday. Bob Honey, Umpqua Watersheds, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.